Thank you. And it's great to be with you as we go into our fall series of where God has led us for the last 2 years.
我们在过往神怎样在这两年带领着我们，我们真的感到很兴奋。
Now, if you are new to Home Church, my name is Andy, and I'm one of the pastors here.
如果大家不认识我，我是这里的主任牧师，我是安国力牧师。
And for the last 2 years, we have gone through a journey together of discerning God's best for our church.
在过往这两年，我们是去查验神的心意，在这间教会，祂的心意是什么。
And that included prayer meetings and meeting with you over coffee, as well as some discernment strategies.
在过往这两年，我们有祷告的时间，我们有这个咖啡，大家坐下来倾谈，去听你们在神。
And as your pastor, we are so happy to be able to provide a vision document for our sermon notes today.
咁我哋咧今日咧派发咗俾大家，大家都手上有呢个我哋嘅教会嘅呢个嘅意象，呢一个嘅一个单，一个呢个叫做长刊啦，系咪
？And if you don't have one, if you can raise your hand, someone will get one to you.
如果你未有嘅话咧，你举手，我哋有司事咧会派发俾你。
Because we can celebrate together where God has brought us to our church.
我们今天去感恩，我们庆祝神带领到我们今天这一步。
But I have a question for you today.
但我今天跟大家有一个发问，有一个问题。
What is the church?
其实教会是什么呢？
What should the church look like?
其实教会应该是怎样的呢？
We sometimes don't ask these questions.
或许我们都未必经常会问这些问题。
But we all have answers or expectations of what the church look like.
但我们很多时都会有一个理念，就是应该教会应该是这样的，但我们未必说出来。
For some of us, we would like to have an organ on the stage. Any amens?
有些人觉得教会应该有个本风琴在台上才像样的嘛。
Or we think that church is the best coffee we should have for the week.
或者你会觉得教会应该有最好的咖啡给弟兄姊妹享用。
And sometimes we might say, well, church should be about hanging out with great people like Tony.
或者应该是有些好的朋友，你能够去一起坐下来聊聊天，好像安牧师那样。
But we all have, I saw what you did there. We all have expectations about church.
但每个人对于教会都有他自己的期望。
And the early church wrestled through this question, what is the church?
在早期教会的时候，他们同样都是为着这个问题在挣扎的。
And maybe you're here today and you're like, I have no idea what church should be.
或者你今天坐在这里，你觉得，其实教会应该是怎样，你都是毫无头绪的。
Well, an early church writer named Paul actually creates an imagery of what the church should look like.
那我们保罗呢，他为着教会呢，他写了一个形象给大家可以去看。
Or what could look like.
或者是一个形象我们可以参考。
So we see this to the Corinthian context in 1 Corinthians chapter
12:12-14。在这个哥林多的这个教会里面，他是这样去形容这个教会。from verse 12 to 14。我会读出哥林多前书12:12-14。就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，乃是一个身子。基督也是这样。 我们不拘是犹太人，是希利利人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。You
see, Paul is comparing the church to a body.
你见到保罗，他将一个身子，将教会比喻为一个身子。
A body of many parts that work together in purpose, in unison.
这个身体，它有很多肢体，大家都是有不同的功能，去一起互动，一起去达到一个目的。
Now, the church isn't meant to be part of a bunch of individuals that make up the church.
It is or is not?
Is it?
其实教会不是一个独立的每一个人自己一班不同的个别的人走在一起。
Doing their own thing or doing their own wants.
或者他们自己做自己的事，他自己喜欢做的事就去做。
But the church is actually made of individuals that make a church.
但是其实教会是一不同的一些的个别的人走在一起成为了一个教会。
I compare it to a high performance race car.
我用一个例子就好像一个的方程式那些的赛车这样的比
喻。Or for all the young people in the room, a high performance cell phone.
或者一个高性能的这个的智能手机一样。
We all want the latest and greatest to go fast and as productive as we can, can't we?
每个人都想他自己的手机呢，即是行得很快，也有很多功能可以做到。
But just like a race car or our high performance cell phones, there's no power to it unless you have really good octane fuel or electricity.
但是如果一部的高性能的车或者一个高性能的手机，但是背后没有这个能源去令到它有电，或者是令到这些车有这个的高纯度的油去帮助它的话，它都是没有用。
You can't go very far with a really nice sports car unless there's fuel in the sports car. You can't do anything with these high performance devices without electricity.
这些这样的高性能的车，如果你没有油给它，它都是不适行的。就好像这个的高性能的手机的一样，你没给电它呢，它都是什么作用都做不到。
And just like the church, what brings us together is Jesus Christ.
就是好像我们教会怎样这帮人走在一起呢，是因着耶稣。
And Jesus is living hope.
耶稣就是那个活着的盼望。
So Paul is saying here, it doesn't matter if you are Jew or Gentile, Cantonese, Ukrainian, French,Vancouver, Hong Kong, it doesn't matter. We are all together because of hope.
就好像保罗这里说，无论你是这个犹太人，或者是外邦人，或者是讲广东话，或者是年幼年长的，或者你是乌克兰的人，或者讲法语的人都好，我们都是在耶稣里面连在一起。
And just like this wonderful device, it is meaningless. It's justplastic with some glass if it's not plugged into the source.
就算这部这么漂亮的手机都好，如果它没有这个电源去接驳的话，它都是不成有用的。
And the same is the church when we're not plugged into the source, the Holy Spirit that brings us together and ministers within us and through us.
就好像我们一间教会，如果我们没有跟圣灵的连接在一起的时候，我们都是没什么可以做到。
So we have to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of the church then?
或者你会问，教会的真正的目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose of us gathering together week by week or into small groups or eat together or minister together?
为什么我们礼拜日，每个礼拜日都来这里崇拜，或者为什么我们有参加小组呢？的目的何在呢？
Well, the purpose of the church is why Jesus came. It is for all humanity to come to a knowledge of Jesus and find wholeness in Jesus Christ.
我们来教会就是因为我们在当中找到耶稣，耶稣给到我们有生命的盼望。
Think about you.
就是想想你自己。
Who were you before you actually met Jesus?
试试想想你未认识主耶稣的时候，你的光景是何样。
You might have heard about Jesus.
你或者你曾经听过关于耶稣。
Or know things about Jesus.
或者关于耶稣的事情你都知道。
But Jesus changes our lives when we allow Him into our life.
但是当耶稣进入我们的生命的时候，我们的生命是得着改变。
And Jesus changes everything for the better.
耶稣改变了所有的事情，是变得更美好。
He heals us and He gives us purpose.
他医治我们，给我们生命有目的。
He mends our souls and He fills us with the Holy Spirit.
他在我们的心灵里面给我们有满足，圣灵给我们有力量。
The church is not just about good music or good preaching or great teachers and translators.
教会不是说有好的音乐，或者有好的讲道，或者是有好的食物那么简单。
But the purpose of the church is unified to reach people far from God.
教会是要合一，要去接触一些人是远离神的人。
So the question is how do we do that at our church?
但你会问，这样如果是这样的话，我们作为教会怎样应该去做呢？
How do we help people who feel far from God to find hope in Jesus?
怎样帮一些同神距离很远的人 带翻佢去神嗰度咧
？And be transformed so that they can bring hope into their marriages and their families and into the community and neighborhood.
好使佢哋生命得到改变，去转化，让佢哋嘅可能嘅婚姻、佢哋家庭得到改变。
And this is why we put together this wonderful vision document.
咁我哋咧，因为因着呢个原因咧，所以我哋有呢个嘅小册子俾大家。
Thank you, pastoral staff and Anita, who put this together for you this week. They did a great job.
好多谢啊！我哋
嘅
好多谢我哋嘅教牧团队啦，同埋 Anita 姊妹咧，去帮手去翻译我哋呢个嘅小册子。
But we exist as a local church to invite people to hope.
我哋存在系因为我哋可以让人邀请佢哋去认识呢个嘅盼望。
Now I have lots of friends that don't know Jesus that put their hope in other things.
我有好多啲唔係嘅基督徒嘅人，佢哋將佢嘅盼望擺喺第二樣嘢度。
I have friends that put their hope in a dating app.
我識到一啲嘅朋友，佢將佢嘅盼望咧擺咗喺一啲嘅交友嘅呢啲嘅應用程式身上。
I have friends that put their hope in their career or their education to be successful and wealthy and find purpose in this world.
我有啲嘅朋友，佢將佢嘅盼望擺喺佢嘅工作，擺喺佢嘅一啲嘅揾錢，讓佢哋嘅生命咧可以更加嘅成功，更加嘅豐足。
I have a friend who is hoping to win the $1.7 billion Powerball lottery in the States this week.
我有一个朋友咧，佢将佢盼望咧摆咗赢呢啲嘅搞猪嘅呢啲嘅彩票，希望赢到17亿嘅美金咁多嘅奖金。
And even as followers of Jesus, we sometimes put our hope or our trust, our confidence in other things than living hope.
我哋作为基督徒，好多时我哋都会分心，将我哋嘅盼望咧唔系摆咗喺呢个嘅永恒嘅盼望。
That's the difference with Jesus.
这个就是耶稣给我们的分别。
He gives us eternal hope.
因为他给过我们永恒的盼望。
A hope that never dies.
这个的盼望是不会死的。
A hope that's not based on a thing, but a person named Jesus.
这个盼望不是放在一件东西，而是放在一个人身上，这个人的名字叫耶稣基督。
And that's what we are focusing on is hope.
就是我们将我们的专注力摆在这个的盼望身上。
In fact, if you are new here today, Home Church actually is an acronym that says Hope on Main and 18th. That's where we're located.
如果大家不知道的话，我们这个名 Home Church 的 Home 字呢，是一个的缩写，就是说是 Hope on Main and 18th 这样的意思。
And so you might be asking yourself, well, how do we do this?
或者你会问，那我们应该怎样做呢？
How do we invite...You and others to hope.
怎样去邀请你同埋你其他人进入呢个嘅盼望里边呢？
Well, as we journey together as a church, we have found that the first thing we do this is through relationships or relational hospitality.
当我哋教会一齐同行嘅时候，我哋发现第一样我哋可以做嘅话咧，就系透过呢个热情嘅款待。
And we were prior called Vancouver Chinese Pentecostal Church.But we loved to eat together, didn't we?
我哋之前嘅名字叫温哥华环神召会，我哋有一个嘅风气就系希望好中意一齐嘅食嘢。
And at home church, that anchor that VCPC was about doesn't change.
而我哋作为呢个嘅新嘅名字 Home Church， 同埋之前呢个温哥华环神召会呢个名字，其实我哋嘅本质系冇变。
We love to eat really good food with really good people around a really good table.
我哋好中意同一啲好嘅朋友喺一个好嘅食物、好嘅餐桌一齐嘅共用。
But I want to encourage you today. Think of Jesus.
我鼓励大家去谂下喺耶稣。
Jesus liked to eat.
耶稣都好中意食嘢噶。
He actually has some of his most important conversations around a table with his friends.
而佢一啲好重要同佢啲门徒好重要嘅对话就喺呢个餐桌上是发生。
And he invited all types of people to the table.
他邀请不同的人来到这个餐桌里面一起的用膳。
Religious and sinners.
无论他是一些宗教人士也好，或者一些罪人也好，他都邀请他们来。
Jews who were considered to be close to God and Gentiles who thought they were far from God.
一些是犹太人是被认为跟神是很亲近的。有一些是外邦人，他们跟神离开很远的都来到。
He invited young and old to the same table.
佢邀请无论系后生嘅、年老嘅嚟到佢嘅桌前。
He invited rich and poor to the same table.
佢邀请一啲嘅富有嘅人、一啲贫穷嘅人嚟到佢嘅餐桌。
Jesus came from heaven to earth to do life with humanity, with you.
耶稣从天上嚟到呢个地上，去邀请人一齐嘅与佢生命同行。
And around a table, we get not only eat, but laugh and share and do life with one another.
在这个餐桌里面不单止的享用食物，但一起的去有谈有讲，有讲有笑。
That's why our sermon preaching team offers questions after every sermon so that you can discuss together over a great meal.
就是为什么我们会派这个讲道笔记，而在讲道笔记为什么有些不同的问题给大家，就希望在你们翻屋企或者同你嘅小组里边一齐去用呢啲嘅问题去一齐倾偈，一齐去分享。
In fact, at home church,
oh, 我其实呢个嘅教会 home church,
we would love you to be part of a home group.
我哋好希望大家可以参加呢啲唔同嘅小组。
Eat, laugh, share, do life with through the one another commandments, practices of Jesus.
一齐有讲有笑。去实践，让我哋同每个人分享彼此嘅生命，去分享主嘅爱。
There was a study in the States by Harvard University in 2020.
喺2020年嘅时候，哈佛大学做咗呢个嘅研究报告。
A study about personal well-being and families that made more money, who stayed together and were happier.
佢去呢个叫做人类昌盛嘅计划咧，去厘定下人嘅呢个嘅收入啦，佢哋嘅家庭嘅关系啦，同埋佢哋嘅寿命。
And they studied all throughout society in the U.S. why some people were happier, made more money, and lived longer.
佢哋嘅研究喺呢个嘅美国啲人点解有啲人系会赚多啲钱？点解佢哋会更加长寿嘅咧？佢个中嘅原因系啲咩咧？
And their study brought them back to the local church.
而他们的研究带到去看看当地的本地教会的情况。
That those who regularly attended and participated in Sunday services were actually happier, made more money, and lived longer.
他们发现一个的结果，就是一些人参加本地教会的人，他们是赚多些钱，他们的婚姻更加好，他们更加的长命。
Let me read their conclusion, and I'm not making this up. There's a link I can show you, like the studies here.
这个的研究报告呢，不是我随口噏的，真是有根有据的。
Those that attend religious services is associated with greater longevity.
那些参加这些宗教的聚会的，他们的寿命是长的。
Less depression.
他们佢嘅忧虑、忧郁系少啲
，less suicide or sadness。
佢哋嘅伤感或者嘅自杀率咧又低啲
，less smoking。
佢哋食烟系会少啲
，less substance abuse。
佢哋会唔多嘅会用呢个嘅滥用嘅药物
，better survival against heart disease。
佢哋嘅心血管呢个心脏病嘅存活率又高啲啦。
I'm going to keep going, okay？
我继续讲多呢啲嘅资料俾大家。
Less divorce,
少啲会离婚
greater social support,
佢哋对于社会嘅支持度咧会增加
an increase in meaning of life,
佢哋对生命嘅意义咧又更加深
greater life satisfaction,
佢哋嘅生活嘅满意度咧会增加
and volunteer and greater civic engagement,
佢哋会做更多嘅自愿嘅服务啦，同埋积极嘅参与作为一个公民。
Those that attended church actually had a higher happier rate of 84% compared to the general population in the United States of America.
而嗰啲參加教會聚會嘅人咧，佢哋嘅個開心率或者佢嘅壽命或者賺錢咧，係比一啲冇翻教會嘅人咧係高出87%咁多嘅。
But as a pastor, I see the same thing.
但係我作為一個嘅牧師，我哋都睇到同樣嘅事情。
Those that struggle most tend to be the most isolated.
嗰啲有好大嘅问题嗰啲人咧，好多时佢哋自己系孤立咗。
And because they're isolated, they always think they're right.
因为他自己孤立了，很多时候他的思想都觉得自己所作的事就是对了。
And everyone else is wrong.
所有人想的事都是不对的。
And then they'll come to me and say, my spouse is wrong.
那些人就走过来跟我说，
my career is wrong.
我的伴侣他不对的。
God is out to get me.
我的工作是不对的。
Why is my life so bad?
为什么我的生命是这么苦的呢？
And I ask them, are you going to church?
咁我第一个问题就要问佢，你有冇翻教会
？Are you part of a home group？
你有冇参加呢啲嘅小组咧
？No。
咁佢嘅答案就话冇啊。
Go to church。
咁我就叫佢，不如你翻教会啦。
My gym friends who are trying to find a spouse。
咁我嘅做呢个嘅健身嘅呢个嘅朋友咧，佢想揾一个伴侣。
And they tell me about all their woes about online dating。
佢猛讲佢喺呢个嘅交友嘅呢个程式里边咧嘅。找到有很多不同 的朋友，
I tell them to go to church.
那我就叫他不如你回教会吧。
It's true.
是真的。
It's true.
是真的。
No one said an amen.
为什么没人说阿门的？
You can find the most important person in your room at church. Follow Tony's example.
I met my wife here.
Yes.
是啊，我认识我的太太在这里。
There is eternal benefits, but there is everyday benefits in local church life.
在本地教会是有每一天对我们有益处，但是我们的永恒都有很大的益处。
And in a broken world, in an isolated world, in a polarized individualistic world,
在一个的破碎的这个社会，或者在我们的自己个人这个的一个嘅个人化嘅一个嘅生活嘅里边，我哋都揾到破碎。
The church brings hope，
但系唯有教会系揾到一个俾我哋有盼望。
Paul puts it this way in a quick passage of this, scripture in this passage of the body。
保罗佢呢度咁讲
，God has put the body together, the church，
神配搭这身子
，for the greater honor of the parts。That lack it.
把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
It's interesting to me that Jesus did the same.
你会见到耶稣是同样这样做。
That he would gather in relationship around a table over food.
他会将人带到在这个餐桌在里面。
And speak life.
跟着向他们在生命讲说话。
Are you part of a home group?
你是不是在这个小组里面呢？
Are you part of a ministry?
你是不是在这个侍奉的里面呢？
Are you coming on Sundays?
你礼拜日有没有参加崇拜呢？
Your well-being will thank you.
Your
well-being will thank you.
Okay, 你的生命是会得着益处。
The second way we express this at home church is through intentional generosity.
而第二样我们怎样将这个盼望带给身边的人呢？就是透过乐意委身的付出。
In verse 27, we see that Paul says, now that you are the body of Christ, each of us, including myself, have a part of it.
就好似喺呢个哥林多前书十二章廿七节，保罗咁讲，佢话你们就是基督嘅身子，并且各自作肢体。
Meaning that you are an important part to home church.
即系话你哋每一个对于呢个嘅 home church 都系好重要嘅。
You are not a bystander.
你不是一个旁观者，
You're not just a church attender.
你不是就咁嚟教会参与咁简单。
Dare I say you are not just a church member.
甚至乎话你不是单单是教会的会员咁简单。
You are the church.
你就是教会。
And we are called to do this together.
而我们被呼召是要做这件事。
In fact, your purpose in life is to actually be the church.
而我们的生命，神给我们这个生命的目的，就是要作为教会。
Jesus puts it this way, that he has come to give life and life to the full.
耶稣这么说，他说我来要叫羊或者人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And that word life means Zoe.
而这个的耶稣用这个的生命在这个的希列文呢，是指是说是苏尔。
And here at home church, we actually have a course called Zoe.
而我哋喺呢间教会里边都有一个嘅门徒嘅一个训练，叫做苏尔。
To help you understand your part，
而让你可以明白你嘅呢个嘅肢体嘅呢个嘅目的，你嘅功能。
Your call，
你嘅呼召，
your purpose，
你嘅目的，
of being in a church，
喺我哋教会嘅里边，你嘅目的系咩咧？
And I encourage every single person to go through this course。
我鼓励你哋每一个都参与呢个嘅苏仪呢个嘅门徒嘅训练。
It will help you understand who you are in Jesus。
让你明白喺耶稣基督你系边一位。
That you are uniquely designed by God for a purpose。
你系神好独特嘅去啊做你出嚟。
With skills and spiritual gifts and with passions。
有唔同嘅技能，有唔同嘅属灵嘅恩赐。
I know for sure that I am terrible at worship leading。
我知道我自己敬拜呢方面咧，唔系咁有恩赐。
It is not my gift set, friends。
唔系神俾我呢个嘅，俾我嘅呢个嘅恩赐去服侍。
And behind any good man is a great woman。
因为背后咧，背后有一个。
Anne is the one that does the worship。
每一个男士背后咧，有一个好嘅妻子去支持。
Now that's marriage, but we bring out the best in each other based on the gift sets that God has put in you.
就是神藉着我们给我们恩赐，好使我们能够互相配搭，将最好的去带出来。
We work together to invite our world, to invite every single person to living hope.
我们都一起的去做，让我们在这个教会的周围的人来去带到这个盼望里面。
This fall,talk to Pastor Elise and go through a process of what you can do to make a difference in the church for today.
在这个秋季，鼓励大家去同余牧师联络，让我们一同的去发掘神给我们的呼召，我们的目的是什么。
This fall, why don't you discover afresh who you are in Jesus?
在这个秋季里面，让我们重新的去得到神的启示，让我们知道我们的生命的目的。
So we are guided by hospitality.
我们被这个热情的款待去引导我们去做这个不同的事工。
We are guided with the knowledge that God has created you with purpose so that you can make a difference in this world through generosity.
我们都知道神给到我每个人有他的目的，好使我们能够在我们教会里面去更去侍奉。
Of your time, talents, and treasures, just like Jesus did on earth.
使用神给我们的时间，我们的才华，给我们的金钱，投放在神的目的。
And our last practice is room for the Holy Spirit to move in your life, to encounter God.
而第三样去表达出这个的盼望呢，就是敞开我们的心窗与神。
In one of the most important conversations Jesus actually had about around a meal was about the Holy Spirit.
而耶稣和那些门徒一些最重要的对话呢，而它内容呢都是关乎圣灵。
Jesus had to say that I'm going away, but the Spirit will come to be a counselor and an advocate for you.
耶稣跟那些门徒说，我就快要离开你们了，但是会有一个保惠师会来到你们中间。
So if you were a follower of Jesus, when you allow Jesus to come into your heart, your soul,
当我们作为耶稣的门徒的时候，让耶稣进入我们的生命的时候，
We are actually creating room for the Holy Spirit to take control of our lives. Doesn't mean we're out of control, but we give control to the Holy Spirit.
我们就告诉耶稣，我们有一个地方给圣灵进入我们，让圣灵去管理我们。那意思就不是说我们完全不能控制，只不过我们被圣灵去参与我们的生命。
The Holy Spirit now lives within you.
而圣灵就在你里面居住。
And as you praise God and as you worship God, the Holy Spirit advocates. He heals and transforms us and he speaks through us and gives us gifts.
当我们在敬拜的里面赞美神的时候，圣灵就在我们生命里面运行，去医治我们，去转化我们。
This is how the Apostle Paul put it in chapter 12, verse
28. 这里是保罗这里在哥林多前书十二章廿八节至到三十一节呢度咁讲，佢话神在教会所设立，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的，岂都是使徒么？岂都是先知么？岂都是教师么？岂都是行异能的么？岂都是得恩赐医病的么？ 岂都是说方言的么？岂都是翻方言的么？你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
So in this passage of scripture, very quickly, some of the people here were seeking the gifts rather than the giver who gives gifts.
在当中，保罗要话俾啲人听，就话有啲人佢哋系去寻求神嘅恩赐，但系佢唔系寻求背后赐恩赐嘅嗰位。
And they live to compare and compete.
佢哋喺度比较你有啲咩嘅神嘅恩赐。
But Paul is saying that some have leadership gifts.
保罗就话有啲人系有领导嘅恩赐。
Some here have administrative gifts. Praise the Lord.
有啲人有啲个嘅啊治理事嘅恩赐。
Others here have ministerial gifts or pastoral gifts.
有啲人系有啊服侍，有啲有呢个嘅牧师嘅恩赐。
But Paul is saying, now eager desire the greater gifts, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
而最大嘅呢个嘅恩赐就系呢个嘅神圣灵嘅呢个嘅礼物。
That brings us together.
就系将所有人都能够聚埋一齐。
There's no greater gifts than others.
系冇其他嘅呢个嘅恩赐系比呢样更好。
And then Paul goes into one of the most famous passages of scripture that when we exercise gifts through the Holy Spirit in love, there's a great beauty there.
而保罗喺之后讲嘅话，如果我哋能够以耶稣基督嘅爱去将呢啲嘅恩赐运用嘅话，就可以将所有嘅肢体接驳埋一齐。
And this is what Paul says is what church should look like.
而呢个就系保罗喺度想讲，就话呢个就系教会应该有嘅模样。
But how each church communicates and strategically walk that out is going to be a little different.
但是怎样一间本地教会去将这件事行使出来，怎样的策略性的去做出来，每个教会都有不同。
I compare it to assorted donuts.
我会讲话好像一个买这些 donut 的一些不同集 的味道的这些 donut.
After service today, hopefully you can find a donut shop. There's actually a good one just down the road, actually. It's great gluten-free.
希望大家完了聚会呢去不同的一些店铺呢，看看找不找到有不同味的东西。
You see, every church has a different flavor, a different style, a different way of doing church, but all of them are the same as like donuts.
就好像每间教会它有不同的一些策略，有不同的一些行使的方法，正如你去吃有不同的味的东西一样，它有不同的款，有不同的样，不同的味道，但是它本身都是一个东西。
And just like any local church in Vancouver, we are strategically placed on Main and 18th.
我们的教会就是被神的很有策略性的摆在这个位置，在 Main 和第十八街。
And you'll see in our neighborhood assessment that out of the 22 neighborhoods in Vancouver, this is one of the hottest places to live.
而我们看到一些的市政府的调查，有12个的不同的社区，22个的不同的社区，而我们在这个社区里面呢，是最有发展最多人来的这个地方。
It's because of the donuts at Parallel.
因为呢有很多不同的东西店。
But this is our mission.
但这个就是我们的使命。
This is our strategic neighborhood.
这个就是神摆了我们这个有策略性的地方。
It includes our neighbors and friends.
就是包括我们的邻舍，我们的朋友在内。
Our families and workers and co-workers.
包括我们的亲朋戚友，我们的工作的同事。
Our roommates and classmates.
或者是你的邻居，你的同学。
And this is why we have moved to become a neighborhood church.
而为什么这个、就是我们的原因，为什么我们要将我们教会推向成一个邻舍的一个教会？
Because our neighborhood has changed.
因为我们这个社区，这个邻舍改变了。
And this comes to this logo that looks like this.
而这个的，我们有这个标志呢，也带有这个的意义。
These four quadrants represent our values, what is going to guide us in the future.
这四块不同的板呢，就带领着我们教会有不同的这个的不同的这个的原则和我们的意象。
We are a multicultural family.
我们是一个的多元文化跨世代的教会
who are going to show relational hospitality.
是将这个的热情的款待带去我们的邻舍和社区里面
to be intentionally generous.
向其他人乐意的去委身去付出
and room to encounter God.
鼓励每个人是打开你的心去给神
This means this is our local church.
这个就是我们这个本地教会
This is your friend, local church.
这个也是你们的本地教会
And I encourage you today before you leave that you take one of these vision documents.
我鼓励大家你们临离开之前拿这个的小册子回家
And on the snack table behind there, there's a prayer card you can pray. We're going to pray for specific things each month.
咁我都鼓励大家完咗聚会嘅时候咧，后边有呢个小食台里边咧，有一个张纸仔，纸仔里边咧有一啲嘅，大家可以拎翻去为到呢啲事情去祷告。
In Chinese and English.
有英文有中文。
And you can put it on your mirror.
大家可以将呢啲嘅贴纸咧贴上去你嘅镜嗰度。
On your fridge or in your car.
无论你的车也好或者你的雪柜也好
And pray for God to move afresh here at Home Church.
去求神再一次的去在这个教会里面去动工
And watch God do the impossible on May 18th.
我们来看神去做一些奇妙的事在这个明甲十八街
I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward.
我邀请敬拜队上到台前
And as we close today, I want this song to be a song of prophetic encouragement for you.
我想突然间唱这首诗歌，敬拜队是为大家去唱出的时候，是作为一个的先知性，一个的鼓励性给大家。
I just want you to listen to these words.
我希望大家当我们敬拜队唱的时候，细心的聆听。
And let these words soak your heart and mind about what the church is meant to be.
让我们听的时候，将这些话语去浸入，在你的心里面，在这些话语里面浸入，让我们去领受这番的说话对于我们的教会。
And so many times as even Christians, we put our hope in religious services or a pastor or a great interpreter.
咁好多时候我哋就算系基督徒都好，我哋将我哋嘅盼望摆咗喺我哋嘅牧者啦，或者系我哋嘅礼拜日嘅崇拜身上。
And sometimes we put our hope in how much money we have in our bank accounts.
咁有好多时候我哋将我哋嘅盼望摆咗喺我哋嘅银行户口，我哋嘅可以赚到几多嘅钱。
Because it offers us security and safety, I get it.
因为呢样嘢俾到我哋有保障，有安全感。
But all those things actually flow from hope in a person.
但其实所有这些赐福都是来自一个的盼望。
And why he created the church.
而为什么要神要去建立教会?
Jesus said to one of his closest friends that the church and the gates of hell will never prevail.
耶稣跟他一个好的门徒说这个的地狱的门是不会得胜
But the best work where the local church is
但是最好在这个的本地教会会发生的事
is actually at the gates of hell
就是这个的地狱的门
the darkness of our own souls
就是我们心灵最黑暗的地方
the darkness in our world
就是这个世界最黑暗的地方
And maybe you're here today and you're experiencing darkness.
或者你今朝早上你是经历到这个样的黑暗。
There's hope in a person named Jesus afresh for you today.
而这个的盼望这位就叫做耶稣他再一次来到你的生命。
Not just in a religious service.
不是单单一个的宗教的仪式。
Not just in pastoral staff.
不是只是这个教牧团队。
Not just in our bank accounts.
不是只是我们的户口。
But a person.
而是一个人。
Who has pushed back the gates of hell?
因为佢能将呢个嘅黑暗、呢个嘅地狱嘅火，能够真系扑熄。
So let me pray over you as this song is sung over you today.
让我哋未唱呢首歌之前，让我为大家做一个祷告。
And let hope speak into your hopelessness.
让呢个盼望对于你生命冇盼望嘅地方系讲说话。
So God, we come to you today as humble people.
主啊，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，作为你谦卑嘅子民。
That all of us can understand and know our limits, even physically or relationally or cognitively.
我哋知道个人嘅有限之处，无论我哋嘅思想，无论我哋嘅关系上，我哋都系缺乏。
God, we come to you today and we invite the one who is living, who gives us hope for today.
主啊，我哋邀请嗰位喺我哋生命俾我哋盼望嘅人。
And that these words would bring life and hope this week to our church.
让呢番嘅说话喺嚟紧嘅礼拜俾我哋有新嘅盼望。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣名求。
Let's listen to this song.
让我哋一齐听呢，我哋赞美。